Hello, internet. Have we recorded? Have we recorded the hiss?
No, but you know what? It's not that bad since Jay's not on the line.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, he listens to this podcast too. Shots fired.
Whoops.
Thought you said it was Skype's fault.
Well, there is a background hiss that Skype puts on more often than not, and I don't know why. Because it's digital. There shouldn't be a hiss. They just do it because they can. I think they do it so people won't do what we're doing.
But everybody does what we're doing.
Yeah, I know, but like the professional people.
I mean, there's like two or three podcasts that I know of that are, oh, everybody comes over to somebody's house or somebody's studio or something, you know, once a week to do the show. Just about everybody else lives either across town or across the country or across the globe.
Yeah.
And they, it's either Google Hangouts or Skype.
I wish there was a good alternative, but there just isn't. It's a shame. Anyway, kind of a boring week. Right? Nothing
really.
Nothing really happened of consequence.
I must not have done anything this week because I don't recall a boring week. By the way, before we dive into all the current events, how was your Independence Day celebration? Did you guys do anything fun?
I celebrated not being British.
Yay! I do that every day, being Irish American.
Well, yeah.
Woot. July 3rd is my mom's birthday, so we did the traditional July 4th / mom's birthday cookout.
Huh?
And like true Clevelanders, we had bratwurst and sauerkraut.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is that
Irish?
No.
Oh.
It's Cleveland.
Cleveland. We have bratwurst.
I had some sauerkraut that I put on my hot dogs.
Nice. Do you make your own sauerkraut?
No, I'm not you.
Oh, it's the easiest thing in the world, really.
It is, but I don't have the space nor the time.
I'm meat drunk right now.
Ooh.
I ate a 16-ounce steak.
Nice.
I am so deliciously happy right now in my stomach.
Oh, Brita, I was thinking I definitely need to say this is it's all your goddamn fault.
But my okay.
The Instant Pot has been fully integrated into my life now.
Yay! What did you make?
Let's see. I made today didn't come out as good as I'd hoped. I need to tweak the spices. I essentially kind of made like a pot roast boiled dinner sort of business.
Mm-hmm.
Where I had some, they had some, I call them like boneless short rib chuck. I suspect the name is bullshit. It appeared to be some sort of variation on the chuck roast towards the rib area. No bones, but cheap marbled tough piece of meat. Perfect.
Hey. Yeah.
So first I did was I had some collard greens. I cooked some collard greens with little bit of salt, little bit of pepper, a little bit of sugar, and this was a good addition. Instead of I usually use a little splash of olive oil just to give it a little bit of richness, I toss in a cube of bacon fat.
And, good for you.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, no, that made all the difference. A little bit of smokiness is good. People throw in like a ham hock or a smoked turkey leg or something into when they make collard greens. Yeah, it's the same idea. And so cooked that, then pulled out all the greens, added a little bit more water to the pot, threw in mushrooms, carrots, chopped celery, chopped onion, the beef that I had seasoned, probably not enough, a bay leaf, and let that son of a bitch go in the Instant Pot. And then I tried to make gravy, but it didn't come out good this time. It probably was just the fact that food took longer than I expected and I got started a little later and I'm just like, I want this to be done. I probably could have reduced it a little bit more and it would have come out fine. But yeah, the day before I did something very, very similar, which was I seasoned some bone-in pork chops with Italian seasoning and garlic salt and a little bit of pepper, and sauteed some onions and mushrooms in the bottom of the Instant Pot, then threw in the pork chops, threw in a quarter cup of vermouth and three quarters a cup of water, and then threw some chopped green bell peppers on top of that. And that
I like the inclusion of vermouth.
Anything that's one of those like, oh, you've got to add at least this much water, I don't want to add just water.
Right. Yeah. I mean, at the bare minimum, add broth.
Exactly. Add broth, add something. So I try to cut the water with a little bit of something, you know, in the case of the greens, you know, you're cooking you're cooking all that good pot liquor out of the greens. And then, so that's a good like flavoring agent for it. Yeah. Add a little stock to it. So I threw a little vermouth in there, and that's a good addition.
Alan also used his Instant Pot this evening. I did not. We had steaks on the grill and grilled vegetables, which for some reason, grilled vegetables is like the taste of summer for me.
Mm.
Like red peppers and Vidalia onions and maybe zucchini, but grilled vegetables is definitely like, oh yeah, it's summer.
What'd you have, Alan?
I did a like a salsa chicken breast thing.
Nice.
Yeah. I like the because normally chicken breast is kind of dry no matter how you mm-hmm. cook it. But what's really cool about the Instant Pot is, I don't know whether it's the pressure or whatever, but if you put some kind of like flavored water in, the it like forces it in, I think.
I think it's just I think it's the moist environment that does that trick. Because I've got something where you take a boneless skinless chicken breast, cut some potatoes on like a mandolin, so you've got little chippies. Uh-huh.
Watch your fingers.
Yeah.
Yes. The trick is you go fast at the beginning, but once you start getting down to the bottom, you start just go slow. It's the same idea as like, you know, cutting a bagel in your hand. Like, yes, you can do the cut it halfway through, then flip it over and then cut it the other halfway through. But let's just be honest, just cut it like three quarters of the way through and then just cut the rest really slowly.
That's what I do.
Yeah. And that's you do with the mandolin. I mean, you can use the guard.
When you're through with your cutting the potato with the mandolin, can you still play it?
I think that is so hilarious. Like, I want to know the origin to that. Why is there a stringed instrument and a thin slicing instrument?
Well, I'm sure because the thin slicer looked like the string instrument.
I don't think so.
That makes sense. All right. Consult the etymology.
Yeah. But, I layer the potatoes kind of in a little like scale pattern on the bottom of a piece of parchment paper. Throw a boneless, skinless breast on it. Season it however you will. My wife's favorite is I just put barbecue sauce on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I usually throw some chopped onions on top of that. And then you fold the parchment over onto it and then roll it up around the chicken breast.
Oh.
And then you throw it in the oven for 400 degrees for 40 minutes. And the first time I did it, I pulled out like the biggest chicken. There was one of the chicken breasts was just gargantuan. I don't know where the hell these chicken breasts come from. These chickens have got to be fucking huge. The size, like they'll be like a pound and a half breast. And that's just like one side. Like how big is this chicken? But I took out the biggest one and cut it in half just to see if it had cooked all the way through, and it had cooked all the way through. But I'm sitting there looking at it going, man, that's an awful lot of like white pristine chicken meat. And that was just kind of one of those like, this is going to be really bland. Yep. And it wasn't. Every single bite of that chicken meat was really rich and flavorful.
The cooking mandolin was absolutely named after the musical instrument.
No shit.
Yep.
What the fuck does like an original mandolin look like? Because all the kinds I've ever seen just look like a big rectangle with feet. Sometimes feet, sometimes no
well,
feet.
They said it comes, there's a, I looked it up. The first metal version was invented in Toulouse in south of France in 1930. And it was given the name of the musical instrument because cooks play their mandolin in the same way as musicians. I don't buy it, but whatever.
Huh. Either way, if you don't have one, you should really get one because you can.
I think I have one in my basement, and we put it in the basement after Mike sliced his fingertip off.
Yikes.
Yep.
They'll do that. While slicing lemons, I was making a lemon chess pie or whatever the fuck it was called. But, it's kind of like a PTSD. It's now in the basement. Like if you could imagine like slicing part of your fingertip off while doing lemons and lemon.
Yikes. That's like one of those old like torture jokes that kids used to tell each other. Would you rather slide down a razor blade into a pool of alcohol or slice your fingers off in a pool of lemon juice?
Well, from the sound he made, he may have opted for the razor blade in the alcohol. I don't know. So that was the last time I ever made that pie. And the mandolin is now in the basement. So.
Again, the trick is to remember that I have thankfully knock on wood, I have never cut myself with a mandolin because I've always just known of the you get going and you get going real fast. Like you can turn a decent sized potato into chips or just completely demolish an onion remarkably fast, and you get this like when you get about to the danger point, you're like, oh my god, I am so powerful, this is so amazing.
and then
that's the point where you've got to learn, you gotta have you gotta have like Julius Caesar's slave that leans over and says,
right,
you are mortal,
right?
And then
when
you stop.
Before I became, you know, a librarian or whatever I am now, I worked in a lot of restaurants, and
I think you're a librarian now, Brita.
Not technically, you know, because I don't have my master's, but whatever.
You need to have a master's to be a librarian?
Technically. It's like the library mafia. You're not allowed to call yourself a librarian unless you have your master's.
Oh, yeah.
Even though you do the exact same stuff.
Yeah.
It's bullshit.
That's
anyway,
like that engineering thing or the doctor thing. You know?
I mean, that's the, like, yeah, my wife is, like, super big on, like, titles. Like, I actually had to ask, like, my boss once, what's my title? Like I gotta write this down for this thing. Like what the hell am I? I just know I come in here and do my job. That's all.
I guess I'm technically like a reference assistant. That's, ooh, you know, my title,
but like there's like a thing like in the science communities, there is like a job title that is scientist and senior scientist. And those are like, PhD, and you've got underlings. Like that's pretty, prominent, but it's one of those, like, if you're in the lab, if you work in a lab, like it is a lab and there's like, and you're filling out like lab safety manuals and doing like all these like laboratory certifications, and you're working in a lab and you're measuring chemicals and you're doing science and you're doing this stuff. Guess what? You're called a scientist.
Yeah. I would assume
that would make sense.
But anyway, back to the topic.
You could be a high school dropout.
Topic.
Topic.
I got to say it. Okay, so back to the topic. I worked in a lot of restaurants before I, you know, was doing, you know, during college and after college, I worked in a lot of restaurants, and one of the restaurants I worked in, one of my tasks was dicing potatoes, steamed potatoes, to make hash browns. And they had this double layer. It was actually pretty cool. It was this double layer contraption, and it's like a frame with wires. Okay, so you take the steamed potato and you push it through the first set of wires, which slices it into slices, like lengthwise slices. And then you take your potatoes and you turn it, And then you push it through the thing, the next layer of wires, and it dices the potatoes, basically. Cool. So you're not cutting potatoes all day long. So we had this, like, you know, double layer thing to push potatoes through and to dice the potatoes. And after the first week working there, I noticed that my fingers were like, the only word I can come up with is frayed.
Oh yeah.
Like, wow. Like, you know, because the wires would cut into your fingertips, and it was like, you know, your skin was like frayed at the end of your fingers.
Plus, I can imagine your hands are fairly wet and
yeah,
and,
because you're working the steamed potatoes.
Warm. Yeah, steamed potatoes. So
right.
So you can hack yourself up. Like those wires will sink into you pretty deep before you notice it when your hand's nice and soft.
Right, and so the fix was they have these gloves that are, I think they're kind of made out of Kevlar.
Cool.
You can buy Kevlar gloves for things like that. And I would suggest if anybody is getting a mandolin to slice shit in your kitchen, get a Kevlar glove because they're not really that expensive and you like your fingertips.
Well, the cool thing about mandolins are that if you're going out and buying one, mm-hmm. they come with a little hand guard.
Yeah, but people are dumb.
Well, I mean, I don't know where mine is because I threw that shit away, I think.
There you go. Kevlar little glove thing. They sell them, you know.
Kevlar gloves probably a smart move. Or you get one of those little oyster shucking gloves, a little chain.
Exactly. It's exactly the same concept. It's like, you know, just a glove you can wash off, and it was, you know.
Because let's face it, that little hand guard thing that holds onto the potato or the onion,
it doesn't work,
the carrot
really.
Or all that. Yeah, it's like fucking with a condom on. Like it works, but. It's not as nice.
There you go.
One must bear back their mandolin.
So what happened this week, guys?
What did happen? Who's setting this up?
Well, I did notice there was a interesting note from the ratings. CNN is now losing to Nick at Night.
Yes, I saw ratings. That. I was actually, I forgot to, I was like, I was sitting here waiting for you to call, and I'm like, oh, there was something I was going to look up to reference for tonight. And that was exactly it was that I had heard on the radio that specifically the line that the guy who wrote the article said when he was talking on the radio was that specifically Anderson Cooper is losing to Yogi Bear reruns.
That's right. It is.
And I gotta say, let me say, I don't know if I'm alone on this or all that, but I do love me some cartoons, and I love me some classic cartoons.
It's actually worse than that.
Yogi Bear is one of the worst fucking, like, most of those, like, Hanna-Barbera shit from the 70s are goddamn terrible. Like, it's not like the Warner Brothers stuff or anything like that. Like, it's just, it didn't hold up when it was current.
No, it sucked. Yeah. It sucked when it was current. So the ratings are actually the headline sounds bad, but it's actually worse than that because, this is for the week. Number one, Fox News. Number two, MSNBC.
Oh, ouch.
Number three, Home and Garden Television.
Ooh.
Number four.
Well, I think HGTV gets pretty decent ratings.
Yeah. Well, it's third. It's, you know, it's, but the point is all this stuff. I mean, they're all, you know, the ratings these channels are getting would have gone out of business, you know, 20 years ago because they're awful. So fourth is USA Network. Five is TBS Network, whatever the hell that is. Oh, Turner Broadcasting. Six is the History Channel, seven ESPN, eight Discovery Channel, nine FX, 10 TLC, 11 Nick at Night, 12 Investigation Discovery, and
wow.
then 13 station. CNN.
Oh my God.
right above Turner Network and Hallmark.
That is only the TVs that are on in doctor's offices.
Yeah, pretty much. In airports, you know.
Wow. So basically nobody's watching CNN except
It's like 800,000. Okay. Less than a million people are watching CNN. So man. only 2 million are watching Fox. So it's not like it's, you know, it's not even Fox isn't doing that great. They're all having problems. But anyway,
well, that's because people aren't watching TV anymore.
Well, they're not watching broadcast TV. That's for damn sure. They're watching. I bet if Netflix ever released their ratings, they smoke all of these. Because, you know, people are watching Netflix like crazy. I mean, just having worked at an ISP before, at, you know, once, you know, after five or six, Netflix traffic goes through the roof. It's crazy.
Well, that's why there's all these, these weird like Netflix throttlings and things like that where they adjust your speed because, hey, guess what? You're watching Netflix and you're crunching all the bandwidth.
Yep.
But yeah, so. I bet you like, yeah, Netflix, HBO Go. I mean, HBO was brilliant. I mean, they really pulled the smart move of where they went. Hey, guess what? Yeah, we've got streaming because that's, I mean, you know, my dad still has cable, but with the exception of like the news and sports games, he watches cable the exact same way I watch TV, which is he goes into the on demand and streams whatever the fuck he's watching when he's ready to watch it. And so HBO went, hey, guess what? Since everyone's pretty much just not bothering watching our lineup and just going and grabbing what they want on demand, we're just going to create our on demand thing for a web applet. And hey, guess what? Number one, they openly said, if you want to like lend your friend your password, go ahead. I don't know if they've got like a little system where if two people are logged into the same account, it'll or they're not from like the near the same IP address, they'll knock you out or something. But either way, they said, go ahead and share it. We know you're going to just do it. You've got our blessing. And then they said, hey, but guess what? You can also buy this, you know, you can also just buy this. You don't need to have a cable account, you know, because there's so many things like you go to try to watch. I remember I was trying to watch, I think it was one of the presidential debates or something like that. And I went to one of the cable news channels. It might have been CNN for all I know. And they went, please enter your cable subscriber. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Like they'll stream it to you, but you need to make sure you let them know that you
and they have to have an agreement with your cable company too.
Yeah.
You can get HBO Go if you have Amazon Prime, you can get HBO at a discount.
Ooh.
And you can stream it that way. I think they give you can even get like a 30-day free thing if you've not done it. But anyway, back to CNN.
I think for posterity's sake, we have to kind of explain what happened.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's kind of been a slow rolling disaster because they started off, and I don't remember the exact timeline, but they've just had one thing after another. The what was it? The 14 agencies thing. They had to retract that. And then they had to do several retractions. And then
let's just turn around and just state that CNN from the moment from the moment of like Trump's candidacy has been absolutely creating a narrative out of whole cloth.
Yeah,
they've been figuring out whatever story they'd like to hear, and they write like they're literally gonzo journalism. The whole network is literally gonzo journalism. They figure out what story they want to hear.
Right.
And then they try to like figure out enough journalism to put around it so that they can, so that they can have this, so they can report the story that they want to report.
Well, they also, there was a story put out by, this Eric Lichtblau guy, or Thomas Frank was the author. Lichtblau was the editor. The Russian with Scaramucci, who sounds like a Bond villain. The story where Anthony Scaramucci was some sort of had some sort of Russian collusion thing, and Russian CNN ran it, and then they retract it, and the three people responsible for it quote resigned.
Yep.
And that was, you know, and they tried to, you know, CNN tried to be like, you know, they tried not to talk about it. And of course that didn't work out well. And then you had, what's his name? The guy doing the, Veritas.
Yeah.
O'Keefe.
James O'Keefe. And he did the, he started releasing those videos that he's famous for where he releases one and then lets them react. And then he releases another one that proves that their reaction was complete bullshit.
And then he waits for them to say that video is bullshit because he was heavily edited.
Right.
Because he releases them as sizzle reels.
Right.
And so that one's completely bullshit and it was taken out of context and all that. So then he releases like 2 hours
of raw
uncut footage. And you get to see that, here's 20 minutes of them not saying anything particularly interesting. Them talking about some stuff, them getting warmed up, them saying a bunch of fucked up shit, them saying some different fucked up shit that you hadn't heard yet, and them saying some more fucked up shit, and then a little while of them kind of not talking about anything, and then nothing.
Right.
So you could see that, no, that was all of it. That's the whole goddamn thing.
So then we come up to it's like, I think CNN's in a death spiral. I really do. I think they're.
Can I set the stage a little bit?
Yeah, go ahead.
Real quick, is I wanted to say that. All right. So first up, I'm in no position to say that whether Donald Trump's doing something right or wrong or smart or not, because I'm one of those people that has to admit that I was completely wrong on everything about his whole presidential run. Like I'm like, this is not going to work out for him. Oh, you know the grab him by the pussy thing. Like I thought for sure, no one's going to survive that. Well, guess who's president?
Right.
So until he gets impeached or indicted or gets completely drummed out of office, none of this shit is worth, you know, is worth speculating on whether it's a right move or a wrong move for Trump. Because hey, guess what? He seems to be playing the game a lot better, like he's than I am. But he did have something where he was attacking Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski, who is his. Are they married yet?
No,
but they're getting married.
Yeah.
Are they?
After them starting working together and married to other people and fucking each other.
Yeah, that's right.
And then fucking and then getting divorced and then continue to fuck each other on the sly. And no, we're not part of anything. Like it was hilarious. Like I was mentioning, my dad was talking about something about like, you know, Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski going, that's a ballots thing because Mika's super liberal and Joe's a Republican. Well, Joe's a Republican like Susan Collins is a Republican. I mean, he's a nominal Republican and actually lost his show like super duper duper liberal. And there's a fire truck going by. I think you can all hear that. But Mika, you know, is insanely liberal, like, liberal and insane, yeah,
like frothing just, at the mouth.
Yeah, she's one of those people like not rooted in reality. Like she's one of those people. My wife just read me like the FDA had released a document like last week advising people not to eat their own placentas.
What?
And I was pointing out that I was listening to the Alison Rosen podcast and she just recently had a baby and she lives in Los Angeles and in Los Angeles, it is just a standard question to, like, whenever somebody's giving birth, what are you going to do with the placenta? Because it's just assumed that either you're going to eat it, or you're going to send it out to one of the processing places and have them dry it and put it in pills so you can not eat it but swallow it.
Or
you're gonna take it home and you're gonna bury it in the backyard and plant a tree over it. Like, literally, like, when you're in, like, super liberal crazy land, when you're in a land where Mika Brzezinski is the average person, like, it's one of those, like, you're not just gonna throw the placenta away.
What?
It's one of those, like, have you seen a placenta? Yes, I'm gonna throw that away. I'm gonna throw it out the fucking window. Like, get it the fuck away from me. That's disgusting. Like,
seriously, yeah, just go home and have a steak.
No kid.
Yeah, because guess what? A steak doesn't look like anything that H.P. Lovecraft ever wrote about.
God.
But yeah, but, like, literally, I mean, there's parts of the country. Is that you, Brita? Is there a police car going by with you?
Wouldn't me.
I thought there was. Yeah, either way. That was something.
Sounds like a fan.
It's my computer.
Oh.
Okay. Care.
Oh, my God.
Time to vacuum your computer again. Anyway, CNN.
I'm just saying that they're like, Brita's reaction is perfect on that, of the, like, there's parts of the country that are just insane. I mean, they do things that is, it's like a different country. Their culture is so drastically different than ours.
Having had no experience with this, I want someone to answer the question. What do normal people do with the placenta?
Throw it away.
They do absolutely nothing with the placenta. They give birth,
exactly,
and right. while they're holding the baby and enjoying the miracle of life, the placenta comes out and the doctors put it in a bag and throw it away.
Oh, okay.
Among all the other shit that comes out of a pregnant woman's body that you don't want to keep.
I like cats.
Yeah. Yeah.
Guess who eats the placenta?
Cats.
Cats.
It's true.
But not my placenta.
No, so, that's true.
You know.
That's true.
That's all that counts.
Tom Cruise eats the placenta.
So anyway, CNN.
But yeah, yeah. But Donald Trump had this, like, attack on, like, calling Joe Scarborough Psycho Joe and saying that Mika was at Mar-a-Lago and she was bleeding from a facelift and all that. And
I'm just, I laughed, like, at that. I thought that was great.
That was funny. It was funny, especially since, yeah, Mika's got that Meryl Streep look of the, that's not a human being anymore. I remember when that
moisturize me.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, is that Death Becomes Her?
No, that was Doctor Who.
Doctor Who reference.
Oh, okay.
The face.
But at the same time, it's one of those, like, it's, I'm laughing because, yeah, no, I have nothing but disdain for these people, but they are people. That's kind of in poor taste. And then I saw, I think, what we're all leaning up into. Which is, there's a GIF, because that's how it's fucking pronounced.
Thank you. I agree.
Of Donald Trump when he did a walk on, I think it was still WWF at the time, and got in a little tussle with Vince McMahon.
That was, oh God. Yeah.
And that in itself is hilarious, just because, like, no, Donald Trump didn't do a good job. It was not convincing in any way.
No, it was horrible.
But you know what? It looked a lot better, especially since, like, I'm not going to call Donald Trump athletic.
No, he plays golf.
He plays golf.
He's more athletic than Obama was.
Yes.
But that's
not true. Obama
it.
Played a lot of golf, but Obama got the extra exercise of smoking a lot of cigarettes.
Yeah. I love watching that. WWE yeah. thing, like, and you look at it and you're like, in retrospect, it's like the future president of the United States, everybody.
Yep.
Also, he did, I believe, a walk on The Young and the Restless.
Yes.
Yeah, he's been on lots of TV.
He's been on, it's hilarious.
He's done a ton of TV commercials. He's done a ton of stuff. But yeah, so Donald Trump tweeted someone made a GIF out of it, and over Vince McMahon's face they put the CNN logo. And so yep. Donald Trump was given the beat down to the CNN logo attached to Vince McMahon's body. And so now, first up, CNN's initial reaction to that was, Donald Trump is inciting violence against journalism. And it's one of those, like, that's like, as Tam would say, that's fractally wrong. Like, so first up, it was Donald Trump on the WWF, which, hey, guess what? You know, if you're older than the age of 10, you know it's so fucking fake. Like, it's the right. fakest thing ever. And it's a celebrity cameo, which means, no, this guy's not a professional performer on this. He's not schooled in the art. He was given a weekend crash course and shown how to do this move and that move to make it look somewhat convincing. And he had no practice at it, so he's not that good at it. So even then, WWF is very fake looking, even when you're watching Hulk Hogan versus Andre the Giant or Dwayne the Rock Johnson or any of these people that are really fucking good at it. Even then, if you watch that, like if you've watched one MMA bout or one boxing match, you'll immediately go, that's not even remotely fighting. That is ballet for dudes who do steroids. But this was ballet by at least one dude who doesn't do steroids and doesn't do the ballet doing it. And then on top of that, the altered version was him beating up a logo.
Yes.
It's not like it was like, you know, Anderson Cooper or Mika Brzezinski or Joe Scarborough's head put on there, in which case you could make a poor argument, but it would be an argument.
You know, I saw when Donald Trump retweeted that, and I thought, oh my God, dude's a genius.
Well, that was the first thing I got was I didn't realize he retweeted it. I thought he had somebody cook that up for him. Like that was a clever idea. And I went, oh, that's really in bad taste. And then again, when the news hit, it was like, oh no, he was retweeting it. Like, literally, that's like when I see a YouTube video that I think's really good, and I just go, you know what? Look at that. YouTube's got the little embed code on it. I'm going to throw that up on my blog. Like, if you squint, it might resemble effort.
Right. But so, I can imagine Donald Trump, because the dude is really smart. And for all his, you know, all of the talk about, oh, Donald Trump's an idiot and he's a fool and he's a clown. Yeah, well, he's a multimillionaire and he's president of the United States. Who's mm-hmm. dumb now, right? But I have this like picture in my head of Donald Trump going through his little Twitter thing. I don't know if he has an iPhone or whatever, but he's going through his Twitter thing and he sees this video, this GIF, you know? And he sees it and he's like, oh my gosh, I have to retweet this, because he knows the media will lose their shit.
And boy, did they.
The bigger story is not Donald Trump retweeting this, you know, this WWE thing. The bigger story is what CNN did afterwards, which is they hunted down the originator, the person
the new discussion is the alleged originator.
The theoretical. May not be the actual one.
But continue.
So they hunted down this guy, what is he, on Reddit?
Yeah.
Yep.
And, you know, if you've been around the internet for a while, the people on Reddit, you know, I don't want to, like, you know, say anything bad about Reddit, because, you know, it is like the internet. They're like, you know, a force to be had on the internet. Reddit and what's the other one?
BuzzFeed.
No.
4chan.
4chan. They're like a thing, right? So you have all these like people on the internet sitting around and all they do is internet. And they're on Reddit and they're on 4chan, right? So they're like immersed in the internet. And so what CNN did was they hunted down who they believed was the originator of this GIF, whatever.
Thank you, Brita.
I say GIF because it's GIF
as well.
G. But anyway, so they hunted down this person and they like apparently called him or somehow got in contact with him. I believe it was a phone call, actually.
From what I understand, I mean, this is not easy what they did. What they did was they looked over all of the stuff that he had ever posted on Reddit.
Right.
And may I add, let me just say, this guy's screen name on Reddit is Han Asshole Solo. Let's just put it this way. This guy's probably... This is not a grown ass man.
Well, he is a grown ass man, but he probably still lives in his mom's basement. But still,
yeah. Okay. This is not like, you know, oh, you know, we've discovered the rebel leader here. This is
right.
This guy is, by at least our gray beard standards, this guy is a kid.
Probably.
You know, he's what I always used to make, you know, get mad at my mom when she'd talk about, oh, there was this boy in the hospital that I was taking care of. And I'm like, oh, you know, he was hit by a car. And oh, the boy was hit by a car. That's so sad. Yeah, he's like 23. That's a grown up, mom.
No.
And
no.
Now, yeah, now that I'm pushing 40, it's one of those right. Like, no, that's a kid. That's a kid.
Right.
But yeah, they went through all of his Reddit stuff and ended up like doing like a super like cyber stalk where they got like as much personal information as he had posted and narrowed down, got like some identifying features and cross-referenced it to Facebook.
Yeah.
And used that to find out his real name.
You know, and they
did give him a phone call.
Yeah, they called him, I wish the dude had a recording of that phone call, but it's unlikely. But, you know, he apologized. Whether or not his apology was under duress, them saying, you know, we're going to out you to the entire world on the internet, you know, they did. And I thought this was the most damning thing for CNN. And I was like, I read it. And you think, you have to think like, okay, in a newsroom as big as CNN, you'd think before they publish something on the internet, before they publish something, it has to go through certain channels, right? So-and-so writes it. So-and-so edits it. So-and-so fact checks. So-and-so gives it an okay. Let's just say like it has a chain of four people. Not one of those people says, we can't do this.
I'll say right now, Brita.
Okay.
I guarantee that's exactly what happened. Because just look at how CNN's behaving. CNN hates Trump so much and hates anybody who's not a, oh my God, Hillary should have won. Trump stole the election. The Russians stole the election. Anybody who's not that fucking insane that complete barking moon bat, you know, litmus test, they don't pass. They hate you. They hate you. They want you thrown in jail. They want you executed. They want you harmed. And please let us note with all of the, I mean, there's a lot of political heat right now, but the violence is only showing up on one side of this.
Usual.
Exactly. So not only is it the idea that, I mean, yeah, there's all this other stuff of, oh, he had some racist, you know, memes that he posted as well. And, oh, you know, he did some naughty, non-politically incorrect, you know, politically correct stuff on the internet.
He deserves this. Yeah. He deserves
which, I mean, in theory, in this political correct world we're living, if he works for like a megacorp or something, yeah, that could get his ass fired.
Okay.
On the, just you telling a racist, you know, you getting caught telling a racist joke could absolutely get your ass drummed out of if you're not in a situation where your boss and the person who writes your paycheck is someone that you like eat lunch with in the, you know, in the break room every day. But then on top of that, like they're, you know, these are essentially the same people that were publishing George Zimmerman's personal information. And guess what? People tried to kill George Zimmerman.
Right.
Like there's a guy in prison right now for attempted murder for trying to kill George Zimmerman because he saw him on the highway and recognized him as George Zimmerman.
Sure.
And decided that he was going to kill him because George Zimmerman was one of the enemies of the narrative.
So this guy on Reddit, like, sure. Okay. Let's say he has lots of racist things and politically incorrect things, but that was only discovered because CNN decided they wanted to get revenge on a, mm-hmm. on a private citizen.
Mm-hmm. And the way they did it was even worse.
In what way?
Well, CNN's owned by Time Warner. Mm-hmm. Time Warner's an ISP.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is a subscriber apparently to Time Warner. So CNN went to Time Warner and said, "Hey, we got this IP address. It's on your network. Tell us who it is."
Yep.
And then, but the thing that I found so damning was CNN's own statement on their website.
Yep.
Was that, you know, oh, this guy has promised never to post anything like this again. And he says he's wrong and he apologized. And we reserve the right to expose him if he ever does anything like this again.
Yep.
I mean, I'm not, that's not verbatim, but that was the,
that's pretty close.
That was the gist of it. They reserve the right to destroy his life if he ever posts anything like that again.
Yep. No, they literally said it. And that's, and it got me thinking about the fact that, I mean, obviously this was pure blackmail. And actually yes. there's a lot of talk that in the coming days, CNN might be brought up on charges. And I would really like to see that is depending on where the person who sat down and called him was calling from, mm-hmm. they could face charges. There's talk that it is, there's Georgia and there's an office in New York, and you know, got to figure out who actually did the calling and all that to figure out what jurisdiction, but there are laws against blackmail, and this was straight up blackmail. This was the,
yeah,
you do this, otherwise we're going to do something horrible to you.
Right.
And I got thinking about the fact that, you know, it's, you know, certainly happened a lot more back when I was blogging every day, but like, you know, I would write something and I mean, I kind of consider myself, you know, a journalistic ethics sort of thing. I mean, I got my blog started after my first, you know, after I got my first NRA press pass, and you guys all talked me into ditching LiveJournal and getting a big kid blog. Uh-huh. And so it's one of those like, oh no, you know, I want to say stuff. I want to be, I'm not a shock jock. So, you know, that wasn't it, but you know, if I can be edgy, you know, if I could push the envelope, I don't want to be boring. I want people to be interested in reading what I have to say, but just make sure that what you say is rooted in truth and everything that you use is in fair use. And I certainly got specifically, I mean, I think these are just dipshit nobodies, but specifically the Cold Steel goons. When I said some very factual things about Lynn Thompson being a dork, and doing really dangerous, really stupid stuff that nobody should ever do, like definitely got some people saying, "Please take this post down. Please remove this."
Oh my gosh!
And all of that, I just ignored them.
Right.
I believe Robert Farrago might have sent me an official statement saying, "Please remove this,"
oh, and please.
Which I sent him the official statement of "fuck off," because hey, guess what? Farrago. Yeah, yeah. So I believe I might have gotten like an official statement from Farrago as opposed to someone who's just, you know, sucking the sweat off of Lynn Thompson's dick. But I told them fuck off. And if I had put something up on my blog that I knew for a fact was fair use, in which case taking a, if you're making a GIF, it's not like you're, you know, you're grabbing an hour worth of footage, you know, you're grabbing like, you know, 100 or less frames that you're animating together. And then on top of that, you're throwing the CNN logo on top of it. So you're modifying it for the purposes of, in this case, parody. Mm-hmm. So that is internet fair use. That is 100% a correct usage of somebody else's, you know, footage.
Of course.
And a perfectly acceptable usage of CNN's logo. So, hey, guess what? If CNN contacted me and saying you made a GIF or you wrote this article that said that we're pieces of shit and I cited my sources and showed why they're pieces of shit, and someone said, please take this down, my response would be, you know, fuck off. Thank you. Go away. And this is exactly their statement. It was I don't think they ever gave him that option. He might have told them to fuck up. And then
I just had a thought.
Mm-hmm.
You want to share it with us?
How do we know that CNN ever actually talked to the guy?
Because they say so.
Well, yeah, but CNN says a lot of things.
Well, my whole feeling through this with CNN has been, okay, my whole feeling, and how do I explain this? You know the old saying of there is no such thing as bad publicity?
Oh, yeah.
My feeling is that CNN is no longer interested in reporting the news. And I got this, I mean, I've had this kind of feeling for a while, but for that guy in James O'Keefe's video, he said, oh yeah, our ratings have never been higher because of Trump and Russia. And they're like, oh yeah, Trump and Russia, and our ratings have never been higher. So in actuality, CNN probably really loves Trump because of their ratings, right? And so in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, so this whole thing with the, you know, the Trump retweeting the CNN GIF and them making this huge deal out of it and tracking the person down and doing this, all this stuff. Sure, there's probably an element of like liberal craziness in there, but also I really think that they just don't care anymore. And they are just driving, you know, with this story, they're just going with this story as much as they can to get ratings or clicks or whatever it is they, you know, rate their success on now.
I think you're 100% correct. I think the root of it is liberal craziness. Like the idea of the, I'm going to go and scan everything he ever wrote on Reddit. Like, oh my God, that's right. I'm going to drive across the country wearing an astronaut diaper, you know, that level of crazy of the, why would you even do that? Like, it's one of those, like, you can do that, but why would you go to that much effort for blank?
So let's say,
but then on top of that, when it gets to those levels and when it gets to the copy editor, when it gets to the manager and all of that, they'll go, this is fucking nuts what you're doing. But hey, guess what? Fucking nuts pays the bills. Approved.
Exactly. And then if you think about this guy on Reddit they supposedly found and have threatened out, let's say that there's a lawsuit. How much do you think that CNN would end up paying out to this guy?
Less than they pay for other things.
Bam. It's probably worth it to them.
A few $100,000 maybe.
Or maybe a million. Let's say a million. Yeah. It's still nothing to them.
It's true.
It's probably worth it.
Yeah, they probably
and
made
so
more than
you
that
have to think
attention.
all of this effort they put in to finding this like little nerdy guy in his mom's basement Redditor, let's assume. All this effort they went, you know, spent getting this guy. And then there's like stories, huge stories that they have overlooked. Fast and Furious. You know, all of the Obama administration, you know, it's like they have all this manpower and they have all this ability to find the truth, but they're not doing it for the right reasons anymore. You know what I mean? And I think they don't care about the news anymore. They don't.
Yeah, I think I saw somewhere somebody said that, and I'm obviously paraphrasing, is they found the guy that did the CNN gif in 3 hours, but they can't, after 6 months, they still can't find any evidence of Russian collusion.
Right.
So
stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, in that video, the O'Keefe video, they admitted as much as admitted themselves that the Russian thing is all bullshit. They have no proof.
They did. They actually used the word bullshit.
Bullshit. Yeah. And Van Jones, it's a big nothing burger.
Yep.
So there you have it, folks.
Yep.
Turn off your TVs.
And of course, Jay was like, oh, I want to talk about the CNN thing, but I'm going to be away this week. And I'm like, you know what, Jay? I don't think this week is going to be when CNN learns its lesson.
No. Nope. There is more to come, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. You know, and you know what's funny is, you know, we mentioned James O'Keefe, and I bet he's going, God damn it, upstaged by a stupid gif.
I don't know. I think James O'Keefe might be in his best interest to try to track this guy down too, so he can be like,
yeah,
hey, come on, let's do this. Or literally just the look, I know you're scared, but guess what? I've got a little power, I got a little bit of money, I can protect you.
Yeah.
And well, because I mean
at this point, publicity is protection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, because the only smart thing for him to do is to just simply like, I mean, if I were him, I'd call Fox.
Yeah.
And be like, man, that's the thing, is when someone starts blackmailing you, it's the same idea of the, you know, someone sticks a gun in your face or a knife in your face and says, give me your wallet or I'll kill you.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Then you give them their wallet, but now what?
Yeah.
They are still,
it's not a binding contract.
It's not a binding contract, and they're still standing there with a fucking knife or a gun, and yep, they're still threatening to kill you. It doesn't change anything. And of course, you know, we see the instances where the guy walks into the convenience store, tells the clerk to empty the register. The guy empties the register, and then the clerk and then the guy kills the witness.
Yep.
Sure.
And you know, and that's the exact same thing. Is like blackmail by its nature, you're fucked. The only solution to blackmail is to just come clean and expose the blackmailer.
Yep. That's exactly right. Because the only defense.
Because if he cowers, CNN has him forever, and there's nothing stopping them from this guy's a complete loser, and you know, CNN gains almost, you know, literally gains nothing for their little like, oh, apologize and take it down.
Mm-hmm.
Like it would actually be better for CNN to, I mean, not only besides the fact that, you know, we wouldn't have, you know, imperial evidence that they're squeezing this guy, that they're actually blackmailing somebody because they had wrong think, but at the same time, like, it would be better for this, you know, for this gift to still be up on, you know, up on Reddit, for this guy's account to be still fully, you know, fully active. Cause again, you can go, oh, look at this. He posted that thing and he's got this like anti-Jew stuff and this anti-black stuff. See, look at this. Just he's anti-Jewish and he's anti-black. Therefore Donald Trump.
Yeah. But we don't know any of that because it's all gone, and it was gone before anybody could say it was there or not.
Yes.
All we're relying on is what CNN said. And we know CNN does not tell the truth about anything.
That's also true. They're very well could be like, they definitely, I think they're telling the truth about contacting this guy, unless we're super conspiracy theorists, in which case this guy was somebody in the CNN room and they just said, you know what, man, be as obnoxious as you want on Reddit and we'll go through all this. And then when Donald Trump posts something, we can pretend.
Don't give him that much. I don't think that happens. Yeah,
it doesn't work. That's the only read. Like, either that, or they actually did call some guy who actually typed in Han Asso Solo.
so now not only does CNN look like a bunch of douchebags. Did we lose somebody?
Yeah, Brita.
Uh oh. See if I can get her
back. Might be feeding time at the zoo. We got a little bit of a late start. Oh, nope, there she is.
I don't know what just happened.
Yeah, he dropped. That's okay.
Sorry.
So not only does CNN look like the Darth Vader of the internet, and not in a good way, they have drawn the ire of Reddit and 4chan. And I got to tell you, I would not like to be on the bad side of 4chan.
No.
At all. Nope. Those people, I mean, you want to talk about a seamy underbelly of the internet. I mean, those people have nothing better to do all day than screw with you. And it's somebody said they weaponized autism.
So, oh my God. They really have. I mean, literally too, on the 4chan people have, there was a whole thing on 4chan where they get like ISIS propaganda videos and ISIS training videos, and they find like landmarks.
Oh yeah. They find out where it was.
Yeah. There's been at least three airstrikes that I'm aware of that have been actually called in by 4chan.
Wow.
I mean, I assume the Department of Defense does a drone flyby before they drop the bomb.
Or not, you know, whatever.
It's true. They just use the bombs that are going to expire soon.
Yeah. So, and apparently CNN staffers are getting doxxed. And I mean, it's turning into a big mess, all brought on by CNN.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hoist by their own petard.
Yes.
Can I change the subject a little, Alan?
If you let me say one thing real quick before you change the subject.
Go ahead.
Because I went and looked up Donald Trump's IMDb. He was on the Jeffersons.
Oh, my gosh.
No shit.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
He was the last on the Jeffersons. Of the Jeffersons aired? It was like 1985.
Holy crap.
He was on the Jeffersons. He was on Home Alone. He was on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. He was on the Little Rascals movie. He's been in a lot of shit.
What?
He was on The Nanny, the TV series The Nanny. He was on Suddenly Susan. He was on The Drew Carey Show. He was on Spin City. He was on, he's been in all kinds of stuff. Sabrina the Teenage Witch, Sex in the City, Zoolander, Monk, the TV series.
I just think about the number of commercials he was in. He was in
he's been in
Pizza Hut commercial. Yeah. I think it was an American Express commercial, but there was one where like,
oh yeah, he's been himself on IMDb listed 261 credits as himself on different things.
That's amazing.
Most of them since 2016, since he was a candidate in the election, but still. Yeah. You know, it goes back to 1983, the 1983 Annual American Image Awards TV special. He was himself. Empire City, himself. I'll Take Manhattan miniseries, played himself. HBO boxing, WrestleMania in 1989, Saturday Night Live. He's been in a ton of stuff.
Okay.
So there you go. You can make the argument that he is the second actor to be elected president.
Yeah, true.
Probably not the last, because you know the Democrats are going, damn, we need, come on, Johnny Depp, come on, let's.
No, Oprah. No, they're looking at The Rock. They're looking at The Rock.
It's Dwayne Johnson is the big talk
for Democrat,
Republican.
Nope. Really?
He's at least last I saw, he's a registered Republican.
Yeah, I was going to say, I
guarantee he's a squish Republican, but who knows? Yeah.
But there's no way he'd run as a Democrat.
Why not?
Well, he's not politically correct enough for him. They're going to want like Oprah or, somebody.
He's also not near Susan the edge Sarandon. Of death. Susan Sarandon is perfect because, yes, she's politically correct and she's a withered old hag.
Yeah, they could run Susan Sarandon for president and Pocahontas as the VP pick. And then when Susan Sarandon kicks the bucket, they would.
Yeah.
or whatever. But, anyway, go ahead. You were going to change the subject.
But yeah, so now this is just pure like geekery. And since we've got enough like engineering geeks out there, there's all this talk about like North Korea just launched a quote unquote ICBM. And first up, and of course, it's one of those like, no, they really didn't. They fired something off and it blew up and all that. Cause I don't think it probably was not a successful launch, but I might be wrong. But I heard the news say this, they called it an ICBM and they said this would be capable of reaching Alaska. Well, if it's an ICBM, don't ICBMs technically kind of have unlimited range throughout the planet?
They don't.
Because isn't it once they get up into atmosphere, they can just
No, because it's a ballistic missile. That's what ICBM, intercontinental ballistic missile. It is not an orbital missile, which means that it goes up and comes down. So it is purely a ballistic device.
I got you.
They launch, they go as high as it can go. And then it starts coming back down, and depending on the angle of launch and how much fuel it has and stuff like that, defines its range. Now, the simple fact of going up into basically it's going up into space, but it's just not achieving orbital velocity. And then coming back down means it can go farther than if you launched it in the atmosphere, mostly because it's traveling so much out, you know, in space. But they've been able to technically hit Alaska, you know, the Aleutian Islands for years. I mean, that's not that far from Korea.
Yeah. No, it's
I mean,
not.
That's not, you know, I mean, they, I don't think they could still hit, I don't think they could hit even Hawaii, maybe Guam. Maybe. But, you know, the Pacific's a big, you know, you gotta get a globe and you gotta start looking at great circles and, you know, stuff like that for least time trajectories to different spots. It's not, you know, it's not like flying an airplane. So.
Okay. Cause I just,
sorry,
I heard this
digression.
Like, yeah. No. That's exactly what I needed to hear. Cause I just heard this, like, I mean, I know how close Alaska is to Korea. And I was just like, geez, that's not very far. And I always assumed that since the missile is going up into space, that it was achieving at least a low unstable orbit.
No.
And in which case, once you're in an orbit, I mean, you know, you look at like the ISS or the space shuttle,
right.
when you know, you go up and hey, guess what? They got a picture of the Great Wall of China. They got a picture of, you know, of England. They got a picture of Madagascar. And guess what? They took off from Houston and they're landing in, or they took off from Florida and they're landing in Houston.
Yeah. That's an orbital flight. That's an entirely different thing. And it is almost a order of magnitude more difficult because the speeds are so much greater.
I gotcha.
For instance, the little space plane that Rutan built.
SpaceX?
The little plane that's launched, it had carried like six people.
It was for the SpaceX Prize though, right?
Yeah. It was for the SpaceX Prize.
What was that
little thing was a suborbital. There's no way that thing could make it into orbit. It just didn't have enough power. And just to be totally geeky about it, one of the biggest problems with orbital velocities is not so much getting there, but coming back down because you're going so fast. You got to slow down.
Mm-hmm.
And that's incredibly dangerous. As witness the, you know, space shuttle spewing itself all over the southern United States. So anyway.
Okay. Well, that exactly answers my question.
Yep. Ba-doom-boom.
Yep.
And on that note.
Oh, look, it's been an hour.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey. All right. Is it cat food time?
It is. Una's been yelling at me.
Okay. Well, don't want to disappoint her highness.
No.
And we will be back next week, hopefully with everyone.
Well, yep. I will not be.
What's your excuse? Do you have a note for your doctor?
Well, my cat is having surgery.
So oh, that's right.
We are going to be cat tending.
What's the procedure?
He's having teeth out. He's going to be sad.
Well, good. So. It's just something that's a pain in the ass, but not.
Yeah, it's not a huge deal. It's not like the other surgery that he had. So it's just, you know, but it's going to be like one of those days. So
I know those days.
I'm not going to be prepared for the show next week, but y'all have fun and feel free to get, you know, a Brita substitute for the evening.
There is no substitute.
Well, okay.
I think we need to find someone that looks like Brita but wears a monocle.
A beard. Could be like the evil Brita.
Yes. Like evil Spock, but yeah, evil Brita.
The evil mirror universe Brita.
Wait, but okay. That's implying that the Brita we've got now is good?
Well.
Have you seen the disdain she has towards hobos?
Hey, that's good.
I'm sorry to say, but you know, good person in Murder of the Homeless. I mean, I'm not saying that it's not a virtue, but I'm just saying that it's not a it's not a virtue worth signaling.
Oh boy. Okay. And we'll be back next week.
Okay. Right.
Thanks, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Bye. Good night, Internet.